This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We want your soul.
Central.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's the fourth hour, always with an amazing guest host. Sometimes I commandeer it. He shot this video on August 23rd from Hong Kong. Now, 6 days later, it's coming true. China's plan for Hong Kong invasion revealed. Let me show you the bridge they'd invade on, and now it's happened. Gregory, Savannah Hernandez, they are suiting up. And they're ready, coming in the next segment. Please share the links to Infowars.com/show and promote all the great shows that we have here for you, The War Room with Owen Schroyer, David Knight, and so much more. Okay. I meant to get to this yesterday. I didn't get to it. But I was watching it again last night. And let's start rolling the video for TV viewers. It was this Tampa, Florida event where you have this teenager who admittedly was on psychotropic drugs. The minute I saw it, I said, I bet he's on psychotropics. He was. He just killed his sister and his niece. His brother was a Major League Baseball prospect, older brother. And then he attacks the groundskeeper. We'll show people this footage and begins humping him like a demon and going, and making demon faces and trying to strangle him. Okay? Now, he also before was chasing the police around. Now, folks, and the ancients would call this demon possession. And it's getting worse. It's popping up more places. It's out of control. And when people go on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or these so-called antidepressants, the insert says, can make you kill yourself or kill others, can make you have delusions of grandeur. And almost every shooter has been on these. Can we back that up and maybe slow it down and blow it up? When you look at his face, he is what you call demon-possessed, or his lower brain has taken over, if you want to be scientific and say that's it. But this is why we have guns. And I got to tell you, if the economy goes south, this whole country is going to be a time bomb. Crime is exploding all over the country. And it's getting worse. And the robberies are getting worse. Everybody I know is getting robbed or knows someone that's been robbed in the last couple months. Muggings are up. Even in areas that people are armed, I see stacks of news every day where women protect themselves from rapists and intruders, where people stop killers. I mean, I don't even get to those stories. Thank God we've got the Second Amendment. And it's better to be judged by 9 than carried by 6. Better to, you know, have them catch you with a gun you're not supposed to have and have a jury trial than be killed. And Americans need to get guns, need to learn how to use them. I need to get serious. You need to start watching your butt because there's a lot of dangerous stuff going on. Also, Apple knows they've been in bed with the Chi-Coms for a long time. And Google's now having its undersea cable with China completion cut off by the federal government. They're saying you're not going to hook that up to the United States. We're in a proxy war with China. And MarketWatch is reporting Apple CEO Tim Cook sells millions in Apple stock. Cook sold 265,000 Apple shares for $54.7 million, an average price of $206. He sold stock after acquiring 560,000 Apple shares in August through restricted stock units that vested. Apple withheld 294,000 shares to satisfy tax withholding requirements for the vet. So he's starting to dump on his stocks so he can get whatever drug it is he takes to make his pupils giant. This is another traitorous dirtbag. Also, MSNBC's O'Donnell retracts Trump's story after Trump prepares to file suit on him, claiming that Deutsche Bank said that Trump's funded by Putin. Well, O'Donnell is, again, a miscreant liar with no ratings who literally pulled that out of his rear end. He just keeps hammering with the propaganda. And then we hammer him with the truth. He says, stop the hammering. Well, guess what, buddy boy? We're not going to stop the hammering. We're going to come back. I see her in there. Savannah Hernandez, Greg Reese, they're getting ready. And they shot those reports saying the Chinese invasion was imminent on the 23rd. That's just 6 days ago. And boy, look at Greg Reese in there. Looking sharp. He's ready. We're ready. And they're taking over. And then the war room with the one, the only, Owen Schroeder.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
This is Greg Reese reporting from mainland China for InfoWars.com. Behind me here is the start of the HKZM Bridge. Opened less than 1 year ago, the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge is 34 miles long, consisting of three cable-stayed bridges, an undersea tunnel, and four artificial islands. It is the longest open-sea fixed link on Earth. The bridge links the mainland to Hong Kong. This is the bridge the Chi Coms are going to use to invade Hong Kong. Reporter Savannah Hernandez is reporting on the upcoming elections that are already fixed, where only one candidate who stands for Beijing rule over Macau is set to win the election. First comes Macau, second comes Hong Kong, and this is the breach.
After World War II, we saw the rise of communism in the Soviet Union and in the People's Republic of China. In 1949, the Chinese Communist Revolution, led by party chairman Mao Zedong, was responsible for the murder of over 100 million Chinese. Millions of others fled the mainland into Taiwan and Hong Kong, which as a result grew into thriving societies as mainland China plunged into darkness. 2019, the 70-year anniversary of the Communist Revolution, and despite its horrors, communism continues to spread. The People's Republic is a model for globalized governance, and the Communist Chinese are now looking to absorb those who fled 70 years ago. 100,000 troops of the Chi Com's paramilitary PAF are now training on the border of these autonomous cities, preparing for an invasion. And the people of Hong Kong are united against this tyrannical cancer.
Right behind me is mainland China, separated by this small waterway. With over 100,000 troops already amassed, set to invade, only a fraction of the people's armed force, the Chi Coms are preparing for Tiananmen Square 2.0. Reporting from mainland China for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese. With Savannah Hernandez. We just returned from Hong Kong about a day ago, really. And our hearts are still there, and we're not at all surprised to hear about troops crossing in. We didn't really think it would happen this soon, but we knew it was going to happen in the next month. And it's chilling when I saw the video played on the Alex Jones Show today of the troops crossing that bridge. That bridge was first proposed in '88,
And a year later, when Tiananmen Square happened, they halted the discussions of it. 1997, when the United Kingdom returned Hong Kong to China, they began discussing and planning the bridge again. They began construction in 2008, which is just a couple years after the first protests began in Hong Kong. 2005, they had a march for pro-democracy and the abolishment of appointed district councils. The bridge was completed less than a year ago. The protests began early this year, and then now we have thousands of troops crossing the bridge, a 30-minute commute from the mainland into Hong Kong. And the protesters know what they're up against. This is really the central happening in the global awakening, right next door to China.
Now, Greg, we actually went to Macau when we were in Hong Kong for this past week. And again, I do want to say a quick thank you to all of our supporters that went to InfoWarsStore.com and helped support us and get us over to Hong Kong and allow us to stay over there. But we went to Macau while we were over there, and we did those special reports. We actually saw that bridge. And you were talking about how, like you just said, that connects mainland China to Hong Kong, and it's going to be a central point in mainland China invading this city. These stories just came out today. China sends fresh troops into Hong Kong as military pledges to protect national sovereignty. Vice came out with this article. Chinese military vehicles just entered Hong Kong. Beijing says there's nothing to worry about. They talk about how there's armored vehicles, armored helicopters going into the city. So, of course, this is something that we've been reporting on for the past week. What do you make of all of this, Greg? I mean, are you surprised to see China invading?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, when we were there, and I don't think any of them are surprised. Everyone we talked to over there, they kind of knew that they were up against the Chinese government. They knew the Chinese government was not going to allow them to continue the protests. And that's really the whole purpose of the protests. They get criticized a lot for being violent, but they know exactly what they're doing. They're very smart. And what they're doing is they're forcing China's hand. They know that their only hope is a conflict, which will hopefully create some type of global outrage and people will come to their defense. And you have to admire them for that. They're not taking a knee. Those that are rising up in defiance of the police are the heroes of the Hong Kong people. It's their only hope.
Right. And you and I actually saw a video. I don't know if we put it in the show folder for today, but there was a clip that we saw, and it was protesters walking in a line in a mall in Hong Kong, and all of the citizens around them begin clapping for them. And you and I were talking about just how beautiful that video was, how chilling it was. You were talking to me about how there's, you know, a small percent of the population willing to stand up. And these are those people, these are the people in Hong Kong willing to stand up right now, willing to die for this cause. We were actually just watching a Vice News piece as well, and many protesters have come forward and said, we're willing to die for this cause. I was actually watching a video this morning, too, and this is clip four on this list if you guys want to just roll that as B-roll. Protesters are getting tattoos now. A local tattoo artist in Hong Kong, I believe he's 28 years old, he's giving protesters free tattoos, and it is both the emblem of the Hong Kong flag and the umbrella, and they're basically saying, we're getting these tattoos because when you get a tattoo, it really shows you, like, you can't go back on it, you know, it's there forever. Just like we are going to be with this protest, we're going to stay with it, we're going to stick with the protest until the five demands that we requested are met. So I think that's a beautiful thing, and we really have seen the resilience of the citizens, of the protesters when we were over there.
This is the spirit. This is the only thing that's going to save us from tyranny, is this type of fighting spirit. And, you know, the rest of the world, a lot of the Western world, we've been like frogs slowly boiling in water to the point where we're willing to accept whatever they hand us. But what I learned when I was in Hong Kong is they don't seem to have that handicap that we do. They seem to be well aware of what they're up against. They're well aware of their limited freedom. I asked many people, do you want independence? Do you want some sort of constitution, Second Amendment? And pretty much everyone's answer was no. They were very realistic. They just wanted justice. They said they wanted something in between. Mainly, they just want to remain Hong Kong. They want to remain the way that they've been, always been. And they don't want communist China there.
Right. And we talked about, too, how Hong Kong was set to have their autonomy. They had a deal in 1997 when they were handed back over to mainland China. However, they were set to have autonomy for 50 years. And, of course, a lot of people are feeling that this extradition bill that was introduced was mainland China beginning to impede upon their autonomy ahead of that 2047 deadline date. And as we're seeing, too, you know, the military starting to move in. We've been reporting on this bridge. We're really seeing them starting to impose on this city, come in, and like Alex has been talking about, China's set to take over, basically. And we were looking in Macau as well. We reported on their elections, and we're seeing that in Macau, their chief executive is elected by Beijing, and it's similar to Hong Kong here. Carrie Lam is our chief executive. She's pro-Beijing, and Beijing is the one that allows who really gets elected, who's allowed to run these cities. So this is something that's been going on for a long time, and I think these protests are just the rest of the world finally waking up to the fact that China's really taking over and trying to take their autonomy.
Well, that's right. And in the 2005 protests, one of their big things was they wanted the abolishment of appointed district councils because they knew that Beijing was entering their government that way. They knew that they were getting pro-China officials back then. So this has been going on for a long time, and it's all playing out right now. We'll be back after this break. This is a major, exciting moment in the global.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez, fresh off the plane from Hong Kong, here today where now thousands of the People's Liberation Army of China are now entering Hong Kong via the HKZM bridge and Chinese naval vessels, about a month ahead of the October 1st, 70th anniversary of Communist China. Now, we were down there talking to a lot of the protesters. We got tear gassed. We witnessed people get hit with rubber bullets. And the spirit that we saw there in that fight was extremely moving, especially being Americans. We have our own problems, and we are so divided in this country. It was such an unexpected treat to witness a united people like Hong Kong.
Definitely, Greg. And I was actually talking to Owen, too, yesterday about how surprising it was to see all of the citizens who weren't protesting but were supporting all of the people who were out there standing up for Hong Kong. People were handing out water. They were handing out snacks. They were giving other protesters rides home after all of the events for the day. So there's such a sense of everyone being united in that city. And it was a beautiful thing to see, something that I don't think we've commonly seen here in America. And that was very foreign to us just because there's so much internal conflict here.
Yes. There was one moment on the Sunday protests where I saw a bunch of elderly people holding hands, and they were blocking an entranceway that behind them was a bunch of young protesters, and I didn't really know what I was seeing at first. And then there was the police were yelling at the protesters behind the people, and the people were calling other people to hold hands. And then later that day, I spoke to a Hong Konger, and they mentioned to me what they say translates into English as the gray-haired squad. And she said that it's a lot of the elderly in Hong Kongers that show up to these marches wearing yellow vests, and they hold hands, and they try to protect the young protesters. So it is the entire city of Hong Kong standing in solidarity.
Right, and I think we saw people of all ages as well at those protests. During the peaceful marches, we saw a lot of young children. And then, again, at the end of the day, when those protests started getting more violent, we saw the gray-haired squad come forward. We saw people of all ages. There was even a 16-year-old protester who I interviewed at one point who had gotten attacked, not attacked, but he got hit by a tear gas canister, and it cut his leg open. So, again, there's people from all different ages at these marches, at these protests, all standing up for Hong Kong. And we were actually at a protest on Saturday, and that was at Kwun Tong, and that was the anti-surveillance protest. And we'll show you guys a little bit of B-roll from that. And it was really interesting to note that we did see those lasers being used when we were there, and this video actually came out that day, too, of citizens downing and a surveillance post in the city. This was actually at the protest that we were at on Saturday.
Yeah, I think I read recently that the average IQ for a Hong Konger is about 108, and that's what we were seeing, a very clever, well-thought-out movement. They understand that they're not going to beat the police with umbrellas. They understand that. But what they also understand is that the only hope they have is to push them and to force and to resist them. I would imagine that the Hong Kong police aren't necessarily happy about what they're doing, but they're being forced by the Communist Chinese. They seem to be working with the triad gangs. There's actual video footage of showing the police allowing triad gangs with weapons and communist flags enter into the group of protesters for violence, doing nothing. And so they know that if they can't stop it, the Chinese government's going to come in. Chinese government's on their way right now. And so the protesters' main tactic, it seemed, was to resist the police and force the Chinese to come in, which is a very brave and noble tactic, I would say.
And going back to that footage of the surveillance post being taken down, I thought that was extremely interesting because we've been reporting on the Chinese social credit score for a long time. We've also been reporting on the AI facial recognition software that they have in China. We know that's a really big thing there. I believe over 20 million people could not buy plane tickets in China because of that social credit score. So I think that this was an interesting example of how the people of Hong Kong are resisting that by taking down that surveillance post, by using those lasers which thwart the AI software. So that was a really interesting thing that we saw in response to mainland China starting to come into Hong Kong.
Yeah, and it's a shame to see that our Western mainstream media and social media are now starting to paint these protesters as alt-right Nazis. I mean, it's not necessarily surprising, but in any other reality, these people would be celebrated worldwide for their bravery and for their spirit. And I know that they are amongst many people, but the other interesting thing there is while I was off, I was watching a lot of the mainstream news in Hong Kong, and even their mainstream media seems to be united with Hong Kong. It's really only the police working with the triad gangs, both working for the communist Chinese to try to shut this thing down. And now what I'm wondering right now as we see, you know, what was it, a couple hours ago, I saw that video of the troops moving across the bridge. Gave me chills. I knew we were going to see it. I didn't expect to see it so soon. But I just can't help but think about what this weekend's going to be like there.
Definitely. And again, this was the 12th week of protest in Hong Kong, and this was one of the most violent weekends. Water cannons were deployed. Of course, as we talked about, tear gas, rubber bullets were used, beanbag grenades, which you and I didn't see. We read reports about that. We experienced all of that with the people there. And again, we stood in solidarity with the protesters. We marched with them. We were on the ground and we talked with them and asked them, what do these marches mean to you? What do these protests mean to you? And I did do a man on the street while we were over there as well, and I talked to a couple of the protesters, and I asked them, are there fears of people, of the protesters specifically, being kidnapped by Beijing, being extradited to mainland China for protesting? And, of course, a lot of them came forward, and they admitted to us that, yes, this is a very real fear that many of them have.
And we got close enough up where I could see several of the faces of the Hong Kong police, and there was a lot of conflict, which is understandable. I mean, these are their own people. And, you know, we always wonder, like, could our own military turn against us? And I'm sure there would be a conflict there. But we're not, now we're talking about the Chinese military coming in, and a lot of people think that the Hong Kongers and the Chinese are the same, but they're not. Most of the Hong Kongers we talk to, one of their biggest issues is that their culture is being changed by this mass immigration. Paul Joseph Watson was just talking about that. They're having the same sinister immigration policies that Europe has had. They're getting thousands of Chinese coming into Hong Kong, being able to take their jobs and being able to get benefits of the system and vote. And so they are under threat now more than ever. And I think this is happening worldwide. We see this everywhere. We see this in our own country. We see this through Europe. But to me, this is the pinnacle of everything, because it is the communist Chinese is the model for the new global government. It's the perfect model for the elites. The Hong Kongers probably know it better than anyone, and Hong Kong seems to be ground zero for everything that's happening in the world. Our prayers are with them, and thank you so much for supporting us. We're going to be talking about this a lot, because what we did in Hong Kong would not have been possible if it wasn't for the support of our audience at InfoWarsStory.com. You want to see more international InfoWars independent journalism, then please support us at InfoWarsStory.com, and thank you for all of your support so far. We'll be back after this break.
I love watching Dave and I in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the global scrubs their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. You are with Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez, talking about the latest developments in Hong Kong. We're about to talk about getting tear gassed in Hong Kong last week. And so before we do, we can talk about something that would have been very beneficial for a lot of people there right now. One of InfoWarsStore.com's great products.
Yeah, Greg, so I actually want to talk about one of our newest products, which I'm actually very excited about because I'm always all about skin health and preventing wrinkles. So we have our new Super Silver Skin Cream at InfoWarsStore.com, and that is at 25% off the introductory price. So it is currently on sale for $14.95. And it comes in 2 scents. You can get it in an unscented version for, you know, those with sensitive skin, or a grapefruit version. Now, this is the ultimate skin solution. It helps reduce wrinkles and it keeps your skin healthy. It kills dangerous viruses and bacteria that make you sick. Not only that, but it's infused with our patented Silver Soul technology that's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. Now, of course, unfortunately, over time, the hyaluronic acid contents of our skin slowly decreases as we age, and that's why the Super Silver Skin Cream also contains hyaluronic acid, a key compound that keeps our skin healthy, retain moisture, and protect from free radicals. And of course, unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPAs, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. Of course, we know that we're all about health here at InfoWars, so great and super exciting that this product is so great for our skin and so healthy for us. Independent studies have proven that Silver Soul technology in Super Silver Skin Cream at just 20 ppm silver is up to 10 times more effective than similar products containing up to 3,000 ppm silver. So, of course, this stuff is the real deal. So get your Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 25% off the introductory price. So you can get that on sale right now for $14.95. I know that I'm going to start using this product immediately, Greg, because, again, I'm always about fighting wrinkles, protecting my skin, especially after our week in Hong Kong. Like you talked about, we got tear gassed. We were marching out in the sun for hours, and then we were marching out in the rain for hours. We were exposed to all the harsh elements. So I'm really excited to use this product on my skin and have that protection that I so desperately need on my face.
Yeah, and if you want to support the Hong Kong protesters, then you can buy a case of this and send it off to Hong Kong, where they'll surely appreciate it. I was just reading an article today how a lot of them are suffering skin problems, because if you watch these videos, they are prepared for the tear gas with gas masks, but their skin is exposed, and they're bathing in it, basically. I mean, they were just popping off hundreds of canisters, and they're not afraid. They're running right up to the canisters and pitching them up with badminton rackets, grabbing them with their hands, throwing them back at the police. And so they are suffering a lot of skin issues there.
Not only that, but I was actually reading another article that stated that the tear gas is heavier than the air, so it sinks down. So even when you don't feel the effects of the tear gas there, it's still there. And a lot of young children are walking throughout the cities because, of course, these protests are taking place all over. And they're being affected by this. They'll break out in rashes. So even young children, of course, unfortunately, are being affected by this. So, you know, hopefully we'll see, like, if this product can work. This product can hopefully, you know, help with those issues.
Now, a lot of our audience might not realize what a warrior Savannah Hernandez is, but I got to see it firsthand last week. I have the good fortune of being in the United States Marine Corps, hoorah, and we were subjected to CS gas on a regular basis. They used to lock us in a room, fill the room with CS gas. We have to take our masks off until we started vomiting, and then they would open the doors to fresh air. We would do that quite a few times to get us used to it. So I've been there before. It's not pleasant. That was your first time getting tear gassed. What do you think about that?
It definitely hurt a lot. I told Rob Du before we left that I was fully ready when we went to Hong Kong for anything that was going to happen. I just wanted to get the shot and I wanted to get our reports out. So being tear gassed was not fun at all, but I'm glad that we were able to go and again experience what everyone in Hong Kong is experiencing there. So it was really, on the ground coverage, in depth, and once in a lifetime experience for sure.
Yeah, and one of our journalist friends that we were with got a big scar, I believe, right on their arm from a rubber bullet.
Mm-hmm.
It just grazed her, but it opened up her skin, a pretty ugly gash. It was a war zone there, pretty at least as close as you could get to it, and it's going to get a lot worse now that the Chinese army is rolling in troops. It's hard to imagine how it's going to turn out. I mean, we're familiar with Tiananmen Square. We're familiar with Tibet. And you have to realize that Tibet and Tiananmen Square, these events were questioned and protested throughout the world, but not really that much, and not so much that the Chinese government has ever changed. So to think that we're not going to get another Tibet, that we're not going to get another Tiananmen Square, is a childish notion. It's really hiding your head in the sand. We are on the verge of seeing perhaps one of the biggest slaughters in some people's lifetimes right now. It's chilling when I look at these video footage that they're playing right now of the Chinese army rolling into Hong Kong.
And we actually have a military expert joining us now, Matt Bracken. What do you make of the Chinese military coming into Hong Kong? Give us some insight into what's going on here.
First, I've been watching for the last few days, and I salute you, Greg and Savannah and Paul Joseph Watson and the others behind the cameras that made it all possible. This is very emotional, and I'm, you know, I'm a boomer. There's no doubt about it. And I was born in 57, which was a year after the Hungarian Revolution. During the 50s, America was very patriotic and very anti-communist. And when the Hungarians, another very high IQ organized society, they kind of took their cues from the USA and Voice of America. And they had a revolution against the Russian Soviet communists that had occupied their country. And it was crushed. It was absolutely crushed. And they were very smart, very brave. They had organized rat lines to get people out of Hungary. They had they had their own pirate broadcasting and pirate newspapers during the short period in 56 of the Hungarian Revolution. They even attacked tanks with Molotov cocktails, which is like a self-sacrifice, you know, to run up to a tank in a tight city street like Hong Kong with just a Molotov cocktail. They put things like dinner plates on roads and covered them with dust so it looked like maybe a landmine had been planted because they had no weapons like Hong Kong. And a takeaway from the Hungarian Revolution was that, you know, people can be very gung-ho for freedom, but maybe then in the final analysis, the Americans say, you know, there's nothing we can do. We're not going to start World War III for Hungary. Now, Hong Kong in 2019, this is 30 years after Tiananmen Square. Going back to Hungary, Hungary was in 1956. The Soviets just crushed that revolution, crushed it. Hung people, shot people, disappeared people. But by 1991, the Berlin Wall fell. The Soviet Union, now in an era of cameras and video, television, network cameras even, they knew they couldn't just do another Hungarian revolution crush like on East Berlin or Hungary or Czechoslovakia. And now it's 30 years since Tiananmen Square. Will the Chinese communists feel that they're ready to just crush Hong Kong? Because Hong Kong could turn into Warsaw Ghetto. It could turn into Grozny that the Russians had to attack twice and almost leveled that city to take it. You know, it was spoken of earlier that the Chinese have very much importance on faith. And it's coming up on the anniversary of the 1949 revolution. And what will it mean if Hong Kong is still having a, you know, an uprising? Well, it'll be a lot worse if it's Tiananmen Square times 1,000. 10,000 people died on Tiananmen Square. Nobody knows for sure. But there was no video coming out of Tiananmen Square. But I'll tell you what, there'll be video coming out of Hong Kong. There'll be video.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. You are watching or listening to the Alex Jones Show with Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez talking about Hong Kong. Perhaps the biggest story in the world today. If you were surprised to see us there, if you were happy to see us there, I know a lot of you were, it was because of your support. And if you want to continue to see that type of international independent journalism coming from InfoWars, you can do it right now. I'm going to plug. While I'm plugging, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy. This is a great product here. 10 days left to buy DNA Force for 50% off and get Carnivore 90 free. Our best-selling DNA Force Plus formula is selling out fast at 50% special rate. It could sell out before you know it. And when it comes to a formula that is as game-changing as DNA Force Plus, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply. That's why, for a limited time, we're giving you a free Carnivore 90 with the purchase of DNA Force Plus to help you stock up. The secret behind DNA Force Plus is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systemic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. CoQ10 is an antioxidant supplement that supports heart health and promotes the production of energy in the body, but your body's CoQ10 levels tend to decrease starting at the age of 20. PQQ is an ingredient that has won multiple awards, including Ingredient with the Best Science, with over 1,000 published studies on its health benefits. Combined with other ingredients in DNA Force Plus, this is a can't-miss formula with some of the best nutrients on the market. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself.
Over 800 reviewers have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency Power Reviews. Carnivore 90 is our enzyme formula that helps you break down your meals for the maximum benefit. A $75 value free with your purchase of DNA Force Plus. So take advantage of this sale and get DNA Force today with a free Carnivore 90 at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com, where you can support this type of international independent journalism coming from InfoWars in the future. And we really appreciate your support up to this point. Matt Bracken, well, you were just talking, and you kind of sobered me up. I can be somewhat optimistic. I tend to be very optimistic in life. Coming back from Hong Kong, I still am there in my heart. The people there are so kind. It was probably one of the nicest societies I've ever visited. And I really wish I was there still today, and it breaks my heart to know what's coming to them. You were just talking about what's likely coming, and it kind of sobered me up a little bit and made me realize these people are really brave. And everything you were describing is how it's going to be in Hong Kong. I mean, this is a very thriving capitalist city, a huge economic hub. It's a beautiful place. And to imagine tanks rolling through and the fighting there, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I think that it gives Beijing pause, very serious pause, to consider if they go in hard, you know, shooting at windows, for example. People wave a flag and they're going to, you know, put 20 or 30 millimeter rounds through windows and high rises, because that's what it's going to take. The optics of that are going to be disastrous for Beijing, and they know it. So this so-called troop rotation that they're doing now, it can be the beginning of a full-out invasion, or it can be just like another move on the chessboard, like a poker game, you know, showing another card. But if they go in hard, like they're going to just crush the Hungarian Revolution, I think that the difference is today, not only is there going to be film, there's independent journalism. And I salute, and my hat is off to Alex Jones and InfoWars for doing better journalism, for backing better journalism than our mainstream media is doing, because the mainstream media is all tied into the narrative. So they're never, for example, going to talk about Pepe the Frog or the American flag, because they're not into that. They want to show this in their own preconceived narrative. And there's really a freedom narrative going on in Hong Kong. And if they are crushed, which I think is going to be very difficult to do, if they are crushed, this is going to be a global red pill. This is going to expose everybody who supported the Chinese, including the Antifa communists. This is going to totally expose them. You know, I think Bernie Sanders in the last day or two was talking positively about China, about how they lifted so many people out of poverty. Yeah, they only killed 50 to 100 million Chinese, but what the hell? You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. That's what Chairman Mao said. So this will expose the American communists and the international globalists. If they support China and China goes in, it's going to be like Tiananmen Square times 1,000. This is a city. You know, and we've seen urban warfare in places like Grozny or Sarajevo. It's not easy to do. And something else on the military level. I love your reporting. I saw that guy using a badminton racket to throw back a grenade that could have been a flashbang grenade. Can lose your hand, you know, easily. So these guys are very smart. So the Chinese must be considering, when we come in with the tanks, it's not like they're going to roll over and surrender. They're going to move to another phase. They're going to have all kinds of ways of sabotaging us. You know, the first time that the Russians invaded Grozny, they moved right into the center of the city in armored columns and thought, hey, we've arrived. We won. And the next thing you know, from close range, they're taking all kind of RPG attacks. Of course, in Hong Kong, they don't have RPGs. But they'll have other weapons, other things that they can use. Between high rises, tanks are, it's not a panacea. What are you going to do? Blow up the building? Destroy the foundation? So, and there's no way they can't get this out on film. So already in Hong Kong, believe me, before the troops roll in, already the last month, there are Chinese special operations forces all over the ground. This is including the so-called taxi drivers with the communist flags. They're Spetsnaz. They're spec ops. The triads, they're spec ops. That's cover. Everybody's wearing a mask, so it's easy to do whatever you want. It's the Chinese version of the Russian men with green faces. They're already in Hong Kong. This is a fourth generation war it's already engaged. You know, the war is already happening. And we're just going to see how it escalates phase by phase. But what will be worse for the Chinese anniversary than what's going on now is Hong Kong in flames with a Grozny, a Stalingrad, you know, a Sarajevo happening. That's going to be even worse. And they don't want that, believe me.
No, you know, we did see several different uniformed types of police there, including what definitely clearly looked like special forces of some kind. We even saw some white Westerners wearing uniforms amongst the troops there. Not many, but there are some photographs going around on the internet of that. And the other thing I noticed, too, is you were talking about the mainstream media coverage. It seemed like the majority of the mainstream media was embedded behind the police, looking out at the protesters, which definitely made the protesters appear to be sort of the, you know, problematic rioters, violent protesters, whereas we were mostly within the protesters. And it's interesting how the angle makes everything look different. From our angle, we saw a united city with a police force trying to hold them back.
Yeah, and this is so key. When everybody can be wearing a mask or taking the mask off, depending on what they want to do, anybody can be anybody. So it's a perfect environment for all kind of false flag operations, you know, where people would throw a Molotov cocktail at the police, but it's a policeman doing it. Even in Europe, we've seen in Germany, somebody released a German special forces police manual that gave them the authority to throw rocks at police. Certain German police units were given authority to commit violence against police so that they could then have a reason to go in with water cannons against the AfD party, for example. So it's not exactly, this is fourth generation warfare, and we're seeing it. And a new factor in Hong Kong with all of the base surveillance and et cetera is these people are very brave. They're putting their necks on the line, literally, because if this goes the wrong way, and China clamps down building by building, which is how this kind of a war is fought. You know, you secure the sidewalk, then you capture the building floor by floor. People are going to be hauled away to gulags in China, and they know it. And that's why they're fighting so hard. They know that a month, a year from now, they can be dragged out of their bed or off of the street. And this thing they know, they're having their kidneys removed, and they're being shot with an AK-47. And because that's how the Chi-Coms roll.
And that's what we've been talking about a lot too, Matt, because a lot of people here in America are trying to equate the Hong Kong protesters to Antifa. They're saying, you know, if they weren't so violent against police, the police wouldn't have to retaliate with such force. But again, they don't understand. People here in America that are saying these things don't understand that this is authoritarian China that is trying to come in and take away these people's rights. And China, again, as we've talked about, we know that they have that AI facial recognition, the Chinese social credit score. They're very authoritarian, and these people are genuinely fighting for their rights, and they're fighting for everything that people here in America take for granted. You know, they're flying the American flag in Hong Kong. Meanwhile, people in America are burning it.
They're fighting for their lives, because if they fail, if the Chi-Coms roll in hard, they will one at a time be dragged away to a Chinese gulag and to never be seen again. So they're fighting for their lives. I salute them. And thank you, InfoWars, for sending you guys.
Thank you, Matt Bracken. God bless Hong Kong. Free Hong Kong. Thanks for watching InfoWars.com. Tune in tomorrow. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you for supporting us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.